234. Martha and her victory within her grasp. 29th July 1945. Jesus is about to embark in the boat, at the dawn of a clear summer day which is spreading roses on the wrinkled silky surface of the lake, when Martha arrives with her maidservant.
"Oh, Master, listen to me, for God's sake,"
she says. Jesus goes back onto the shore, and says to the apostles,
"Go and wait for me at the torrent. In the meantime, prepare everything for our trip towards Magadan. The Decapolis also is waiting for the word. Go."
And while the boat moves away, and takes to the open lake, Jesus walks beside Martha. Marcella respectfully follows them. They thus move away from the village walking on the shore, which from a sandy stretch, strewn at lake level with sparse tufts of wild herbs, becomes completely covered with vegetation as it climbs up the hillsides, which are reflected in the lake. When they reach a lonely spot, Jesus asks smiling,
"What do you want to tell me?"
"Oh, Master, Mary came home last night shortly after midnight. Oh, I was forgetting to tell you that, while we were having lunch at midday, she said to me, 'Would you mind lending me one of your dresses and a mantle? They may be a little short, but I will leave the dress loose and fold the mantle down,' I replied to her. 'You may take whatever you wish, my dear sister.' My heart was throbbing because, shortly before, speaking to Marcella in the garden, I had said to her, 'At Vesper we must be at Capernaum, because the Master is speaking to the crowds this evening.' And I saw Mary start and change color. She became restless, moving about all alone, like a person in pain, or in a flutter, on the point of making a decision, but does not know which way to decide. After lunch she went into my room, and took the most dark and modest dress I had. She tried it on, and asked the nurse to let the hem down, as it was too short. She tried to do it herself, but weeping she confessed, 'I am no longer good at sewing. I have forgotten everything useful and good.' Quote, and she threw her arms round my neck saying, 'Pray for me.' She went out about sunset. How much I prayed, that she might not meet anyone who would keep her from coming here, so that she might understand your word, and succeed in definitely strangling the monster enslaving her. Look. I put on your belt, which I tied under my own, and when I felt my waist being oppressed by the hard stiff leather, to which it is not used, I would say, "He is stronger than anything." Then Marcella and I came by wagon, as it is quicker. I do not know whether you saw us in the crowd. But what an aching pain in my heart at not seeing Mary. I would say to myself, "She must have changed her mind. She has gone back home. Or she has run away, as she could no longer stand my control, although she had asked for it. I was listening to you, and weeping under my veil. Your words seemed to be spoken just for her, and she did not hear them. That is what I was thinking as I did not see her. I went back home downhearted. It is the truth. I disobeyed you, because you had said to me, 'If she comes, you stay at home and wait for her.' But think of my heart, Master. It was my sister coming to you. How could I not be there to see her near you? And then, you said to me, 'She will be broken,' and I wanted to be near her to support her at once. I was kneeling in my room weeping and praying, and it was after midnight when she came in. She came in so softly that I heard her only when she threw herself upon me, embracing me and saying, 'Everything you say, my blessed sister, is true. Nay, it is much more so than you told me. His mercy is much greater. Oh, Martha, there is no further need for you to watch me. You will see that I am no longer cynical and miserable. You will no longer hear me say, "I do not want to think." Now I want to think. I know what to think of. Of bounty which became flesh. You were certainly praying for me, sister. And victory is already within your grasp. Your Mary, who no longer wants to sin, and who is born to a new life. Here she is. Look at her straight in the face. Because she is a new Mary, whose face has been washed by tears of hope and repentance. You can kiss me, my pure sister. There is no trace of shameful love affairs on my face. He said that he loves my soul. Because he was speaking to my soul, and about my soul. I was the lost sheep. He said, "Listen, if I am right. You know how the Savior speaks." And she repeated your parable perfectly. Mary is so intelligent. Much more intelligent than I am. And she remembers. So I heard you twice. and if those words were holy and adorable on your lips, on hers they were holy, adorable and loving, because they were spoken by my sister, who had been found, and had come back to the family fold. We were sitting on the mat on the floor, embracing each other, as we were wont to do, when we were little girls in my mother's room, or near the loom, where she wove or embroidered her wonderful cloths. And we remained thus, no longer divided by sin, and my mother also seemed to be present in her spirit. We wept without any grief, on the contrary, with so much peace. We kissed each other happily. And then Mary, who was tired after her long walk, and was exhausted with emotion, and so many feelings, fell asleep in my arms, and with the help of the nurse I laid her on my bed. And I left her there to come here.
And Martha, thoroughly happy, kisses Jesus' hands.
I also will tell you what Mary said to you. Victory is already in your grasp. Go and be happy. Go in peace. Let your behavior be kind and prudent with your reborn sister. Goodbye, Martha. Let Lazarus know, as he is worried.
Yes, Master. But when will Mary come with us women disciples?
Jesus smiles and says,
the Creator created the universe in 6 days and rested on the seventh.
I understand. I must be patient.
Yes, patient. Do not sigh. That is a virtue as well. Peace to you, woman. We shall meet soon.
And Jesus leaves them, and goes towards the place, where the boat is waiting near the shore. The vision ends. Jesus says,
put here the vision of the supper in the house of Simon, the Pharisee, which you saw on January 21, 1944.